Good afternoon. The storm system that impacted our weather yesterday has stalled out over southern New York and New England this afternoon. Moisture is locked in place across the region from the ground up, and the most common precipitation type since sunrise has been drizzle, along with reduced visibility in areas of fog. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will track overhead during the afternoon and eventually allow for that moisture to be wrung out in the form of light snow, with temperatures holding steady or sliding back to freezing or slightly below. Some light rain will mix in from time to time, mainly across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and into southern New England. Snowfall totals will range from little or no accumulation in the Connecticut and lower Hudson valleys up to 1 to 2 inches in the Litchfield Hills, the mid-Hudson Valley, and parts of the southern Catskills. Most of the rest of interior New York and New England will see at least another 2 to 4 inches of snow through this evening, with 4 to 8 inches of snow in the Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, and northernmost New York and Vermont. The storm will continue to lose strength overnight tonight. However, it will remain in place overhead with moisture still available. Light snow or snow showers will persist, especially across the higher terrain. Most locations will have another inch or so, maybe two, overnight, with locally higher amounts in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Overnight lows will be in the 20s. Snow showers will become more intermittent tomorrow. However, they will be common, especially across the higher terrain where some accumulations are still possible. In the valley locations, little accumulation is likely tomorrow with high temperatures across the region in the lower to middle 30s. Gradually, the weakening storm will ease off to the east during the day on Friday. Still, its effects will be felt with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers with temperatures again in the mid-30s. A ridge of high pressure will begin to ease our way on Saturday with plenty of moisture available, though skies will remain mostly cloudy, but it will be dry with highs reaching the middle and upper 30s. The ridge will continue to build in on Sunday, now both at the surface and aloft, bringing us more in the way of sunshine, which will be mixed with clouds, and this will allow high temperatures to reach into the lower 40s. With the ridge cresting overhead on Monday, we'll reach the middle 40s with plenty of sunshine, and the next disturbance will head our way on Tuesday with increasing clouds and the chance of rain showers by the end of the day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep storm along the west coast will stream a plume of Pacific moisture into the west coast, producing moderate to heavy rain through tomorrow. Flash flood watches have been issued for parts of the region. Also accompanying the storm will be high winds. High wind warnings and wind advisories are out for almost all of the west coast states, and across the higher terrain, winds could gust up to 80 miles per hour. Also at higher elevations, snow will fall heavily, and 2 to 3 feet of snow can be expected in the Sierras. Blizzard warnings have been issued due to the combination of the heavy snow and strong winds. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Riverside, California, to a low of 5 below zero at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain changing to snow later this afternoon, breezy, with temperatures falling through the 30s. In Boston, rain showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, breezy with light snow and highs near 30. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 64, set in 1966, and the record low, 4 below zero, in 1902. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow this afternoon, perhaps mixed with a little rain or sleet in the valleys, with highs in the lower 30s. More snow tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mixture of rain and snow becoming all snow into the evening hours with temperatures continuing to slide back through the 30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, snow this afternoon, perhaps heavy at times into the evening with highs near 32. More snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Any mixed precipitation will become all snow heading toward evening, with temperatures dropping back toward freezing. More snow tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any mixed precipitation will become all snow through the afternoon and continue into the evening, with highs staying in the lower 30s. More snow around tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with snow showers. Accumulating snow is reserved for mainly the mountainous areas in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers, especially in the mountains Friday in the middle 30s. Mostly cloudy Saturday, mid to upper 30s. Milder with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, back into the lower 40s. Mid-40s with mostly sunny skies Monday. And increasing clouds with the chance of showers Tuesday and highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.